Greetings in the name of Christ. I'm glad you're making Bible Strong a part of your day. Let's get right into the lesson. Turn your Bibles to the book of John, chapter 1. I'm going to read verses 14, 16, and 17. We're speaking on the subject of grace. Amazing grace. What is it that's so amazing about grace that we call it amazing grace? Well, you'll find out today. In John chapter 1 and verse 14, the Bible says, "The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And of His fullness have all we received, grace for grace. The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. By grace are we all saved through faith, and not of ourselves. It's the gift of God." You know what I have discovered? I have discovered over my journey with Christ that all the sacrifices that I could offer up to Him is too little for my great Savior. And all the offerings that I would bring to Him is not sufficient for this wonderful grace that God has given me. I have also learned that he that fears the Lord and trusts in His name and believes His words will find peace for his soul. Grace, amazing grace. This Greek word for grace is a wonderful word. In its use among pagan Greeks, it refers to a favor done by one Greek to another out of pure generosity of his heart, with no hopes of reward. But when it is used in the New Testament, it refers to that favor which God did at Calvary when he stepped down from his throne to take upon himself the guilt and the penalty of human sin. In the case of the Greeks, the favor was done to a friend, never to an enemy. In the case of God, it was an enemy. It was the sinner, bitter in his hatred of God, for whom the favor was done. God has no strings attached to his salvation. He has already paid for it. Salvation is given to the believing person out of the pure generosity of God's heart. This Greek word refers to an action that was beyond the ordinary course of what might be expected. And because of this unusual action, this unusual grace, every saint who has ever received this grace have been compelled to cry out, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound." The grace of God is known worldwide as amazing grace. The grace spoken of in the Bible is a justifying grace. And with this amazing grace comes some amazing blessings. Lest we forget these unspeakable blessings, Paul itemizes these blessings that God's grace has brought into our life. Romans 5 and 1 tells us, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Peace with God. What a great consequences of grace. Not just peace between countries, between neighbors, or peace at home. Salvation through grace brings peace with God. You may ask, how is this possible? This peace with God comes through through reconciliation. And when did this reconciliation take place? Was it when we got our act together? Was it when we got our lives straightened out and turned to Him? Was it when we quit all of our bad habits and relied on Him? Absolutely not. It happened according to Romans 5 and 10. When we were sinners, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son. Much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. And then in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 21, Paul said, "You that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, now hath He reconciled." And in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 18, Paul says, "All things are of God, who has reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ." Did you hear that? When we were stinking sinners, when we were steeped in the miry clays of sin, God reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ. What does reconcile mean? I looked it up. It's the past tense. And the definition that I found was, is to restore friendly relations. I like that. Restore friendly relations. To find a way of making two different facts be true at the same time. That's what Jesus did. God had declared judgment upon the sinner. That is a truth. Jesus died for the sinner. That is true. Another definition for reconcile is settled. I like that term, settled. You remember in the old hymn book, page 166 tells us, "There was a time I know when in the book of heaven an old account was standing for sins yet unforgiven. My name was at the top and many things below. I went unto the keeper and settled long ago. When at the judgment bar I stand before my king, and he the book will open, he cannot find a thing. Then will my heart be glad, while tears of joy will flow, because I had it settled long ago. And my record is clear today, for he washed my sins away when the old account was settled long ago." There's another song that I remember which says, "He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace, the whole day long. My debt he paid upon the cross. He cleansed my soul from all its dross."
If you could own all the world and its money, build castles tall enough they'd reach the sky above. If you could know about life's game, still you'd know nothing until you've known God and His